Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We know the dark forces that these heroes fought against 80 years ago. They never fade. Aggression and greed, the desire to dominate and control, to change borders by force, these are perennial. The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending.
President Joe Biden speaking to veterans at Normandy on the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Along with the day's historical significance, Biden compared that fight to struggles for freedom now, specifically the Ukraine-Russia war. Polls show most Americans support Ukraine reclaiming its territory, even if that takes continued U.S. support. Meanwhile, Steve Bannon, strategist to former President Donald Trump, must report to prison for a four-month contempt of Congress sentence after refusing to testify at the January 6th committee. He says Trump's conviction and verdicts against him and other Trump allies will not stop the MAGA movement.
We're going to win this. We're going to win at the Supreme Court. And more importantly, we're going to win on November 5th in an amazing landslide with the Senate, the House, and also Donald J. Trump back as President of the United States.
The case against Trump for interfering with 2020 election results in Georgia is delayed as an appeals court considers disqualifying Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. She's come under strict scrutiny after it emerged she and a prosecutor she had appointed were having an affair. The trial was set for mid-August, but looks unlikely before the election. At a Senate hearing on challenges to reproductive health care access, Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray described hardships women have faced since Roe was overturned.
Stories of women denied care for a miscarriage because of abortion bans. Women turned away from hospitals because their doctors' hands were tied.
A college group is working to bridge the divide between Arabs and Jews at a tense time on campus. Atidna International is creating discussion space at the University of Texas at Austin, the University of Pennsylvania, Harvard University, and William College. Founder Elijah Kallenberg says that's difficult given the often violent history of Israel and Palestine, but is especially important now.
There is a lot of course, disagreement. Both sides are not going to agree about everything. But we also see a lot of unlikely agreement through a conversation. Both Jews and Arabs begin to see that they are more similar to each other than to anyone else. And that breaks down a world of hate when you can solidify that through a dialogue.
Kallenberg leads the group with fellow UT Austin student Jad Hashem. A guiding phrase at Atidna is cousins, not enemies. And Hashem says that's because Arabs and Jews have a shared history.
Both of our peoples often come from Canaanites, Israelites, etc. And so to divide us by any means, I think, is actually somewhat of a disgrace because of how closely related we are.
After initially sounding positive about a hostages for ceasefire deal unveiled by Biden, both Hamas and the right-wing-led Israeli government are now criticizing it. Some observers note they both have internal political reasons for dragging out the war in Gaza. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're